Imagine what your life could be if you could pursue your goals without having to struggle. If you're feeling frustrated or you find yourself in a funk, chances are that you may be making some mistakes unknowingly. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through five common mistakes when it comes to your life goals and how to avoid them. Welcome back to another episode of the Actionables podcast. My name is Peyton. If you're a regular listener, I appreciate you tuning back in. In case you are new here, welcome to this weekly podcast that can help you to work on your life goals without getting stressed out and without getting overwhelmed. Okay, the first thing I want to say is you have to be acutely aware that all life goals, whatever you want to achieve or experience, the way to work on life goals is pretty much the same. It doesn't matter whether you want to lose excess weight, change careers, increase your income, or go learn a new skill. The nature of the goal doesn't matter. Of course, there are going to be technical skills that you will have to pick up along the way. But the critical thing to remember is the way you work on any and all goals remains the same. Now, you may have heard the saying that the way you do one thing is how you do everything else. For example, if you are someone who likes having a plan, then irrespective of the goals you pursue, you will be drawn towards creating a plan for that goal. Alternatively, if you are someone who likes to go with the flow, then when it comes to a particular goal, you'll notice that you will have the same approach towards that goal. Of course, there is no right or wrong way of working on goals, and I believe that there is only a way that works for you. However, there are some key mistakes that are central to any life goal. Having said that, it's time to highlight these common mistakes. The number one mistake when it comes to any type of life goal is not paying enough attention to your inherent motivation. Every single one of us is motivated, but the common mistake is to think that either you are not motivated enough compared to someone else, and you may not be recognizing your own motivational reasons. Let's break this down. With so much information around us, it is tempting to look at someone and compare yourself to someone else's standard. You may look at someone and wonder why you aren't as motivated as them. And here's what you need to recognize, that someone else's motivational reasons or levels aren't yours. Don't have this motivational comparison contest with anyone but yourself. As long as you know what motivates you, you show up in alignment with your motivational reasons, then you are gold. There is no point in comparing yourself to someone else. The second common mistake while working on goals is suffering from analysis paralysis, which is a process of overthinking that holds you back from taking action. This is one sure way of making your pursuit unnecessarily difficult. Deciding to pursue a goal is a personal choice, but most times, due to this analysis paralysis process, you may hold yourself back from even starting to pursue a goal that actually calls out to you. One fact of the human brain is that our brains are extremely imaginative. It is meant to protect us from doing anything new. So when you get an idea of pursuing a goal, which is new, the brain may view it as a threat, not because it really is a threat, but simply because the way our brains are wired. If you give into this primal protection of your brain, you will be stuck in analysis paralysis, in overthinking, and not be able to take action. The third mistake is hoping. Now, you'll be surprised to know that a lot of well-meaning people think that by hoping for the best outcomes, hoping for things to change, they'll be able to achieve their goals. But hoping is the least viable way of pursuing any goal. It is passive and it rarely works. A lot of people think it takes years and years to make a change. One of the biggest life lessons that I have learned is from Tony Robbins, who says this, that during one of his interviews, Tony was asked, how long does it take to make a change? And Tony says, it takes a moment. At first, this sounded weird to me, so I leaned in and I listened to his explanation. And He says that so many people think it is going to take them a long time to change, and that may make them resistant to doing the work. But change happens the moment you decide you're going to work on making that change come about. And when you get the result, you will realize that it wasn't all the things that you did, but that single moment in time when you made the decision that you're going to change. The fourth mistake is trying to do a lot of things. Now, from my professional experience, I've learned that very few things actually make the most impact for one's goals. Now, it is a very popular thing to believe that you need to be doing a lot of things, you need to be pulled in a lot of direction, you need to appear busy. But such a popular approach rarely works. What it does instead is fill you with overwhelm and stress that is going to not help you in any way to move toward your goals. And finally, the fifth mistake is to not have or resent your process. I'm going to assume you have a process to work on your goals. Please tell me that you do, and you aren't just winging it. Okay, hopefully you said yes. This part of working on goals is extremely interesting to me because most people work on their goals without having a process in place, and the few who do have that process resent the process. While working on goals, the worst thing you can do is to resent the very things that you need to do. Let me give you a quick example. In order to get healthy, you already know that you need to eat healthy and to exercise, right? Now, if you're going to hate exercising and you're going to hate being healthy, you are making yourself miserable in the process. And that isn't a wise thing, and that approach is not going to move you toward what you want. So here's my suggestion. Make peace with the process so that you don't struggle. Ask yourself, what can you do to make your process of working on goals interesting and enjoyable rather than resenting it? When you do something for a loved one, you do it willingly and without resentment, right? Now, why not do the same thing for yourself? Do the necessary things for your goals without hating to take action, because you're going to make yourself miserable, and miserable people rarely work on their goals. So if you've been making any of these mistakes, the good news is that you can stop one at a time. And that does it for this episode. If this resonated with you, come on over to social and follow us on Instagram and Facebook on Life Coach Peyton. I'd love to hear from you. Till next week, remember, what you want matters, and it's really up to you to make it happen. Take good care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.